各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
最近有一个社会新闻呢，就是在佛罗里达一只杀人鲸，把他的训练的驯兽师哈，把他拖到水里面去。
Recently, there was a killer whale that ate its trainer in Florida.
大家都在讨论到底是怎么一回事。
And so many people had talked about what happened.
有人说这个鲸鱼啊，只是跟这个驯兽师在玩一玩，就把它拖下水去玩了。
Some people thought that the killer whale was trying to play with the trainer.
那不晓得说把它放到水那么久，它会被淹死掉。
And the whale didn't think that the trainer would die.
有人说因为这一只鲸鱼年纪太大了，那这个动物死之前都会假装自己还是很勇敢的，很强壮的。
And other people thought that it's because this whale was pretty advanced in age, and then when animals get to a certain age, they try to be more braver than they really are.
心情可能不是很好。
And maybe he has some kind of psychiatric disorder.
大家都在猜这一只鲸鱼的内在世界是怎么想的。
And so many people had different theories about what this whale was thinking.
那实在是不一定猜得出来。
But we cannot tell what he was thinking.
我在想，可能只有鲸鱼自己知道，还有神知道。
I believe only the whale himself would know, and only God would know.
那就让我们想到圣经上一个主题，就是人看外貌，神看内心。
And so that reminds me of a central theme of the Bible, that is, God looks at the heart while people look at outer appearance.
所以我们今天晚上就用这个主题来谈三点。
And so I would like to use this topic to share with you three points.
Next slide. 就是人都是看外貌的。
The first point is that men look at the outer appearance.
第二点就是，但是神不要人啊，来用外貌来待人。
But God does not want men to treat others according to their outer appearance.
那我们再来谈一谈神看内心的。
And the last point is that God looks at the heart.
我们请看撒母耳记上的十六章第六节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6.
撒母耳记上十六章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 6.
第六节第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
撒母耳记上十六章第六节第七节。
First Samuel chapter 16 verses 6 and 7。
他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说：“主的受膏者必定在他面前。”第七节。
Seven。
主却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为神不像人看人，人是看外貌。”主是看内心。这个撒母耳要奉主的命要到耶西的家高他的一个孩子来做王。
According to God's commandment, Samuel went to the house of Jesse to find a king.
那孩子就一个个到他面前来。
So Jesse's son came in front of Samuel one by one.
那以利亚他长得非常的高大。
Eliab was very tall.
撒母耳就看他的外貌。
Samuel saw his appearance.
就好像他第一次的经验一样，以扫的身高是特别高人一个头的。
And it is a similar experience as what he had when he chose Saul.
这个我们中国人说这是将才是气宇轩昂的，是做王的人才啊。
And so according to men's judgment, this would be a material to be a king.
所以我们看到撒母耳。他也是用看外貌以貌取人用外貌来认为这个人合适。
So likewise, Samuel thought with his human reasoning and thought that he was a good candidate to be a king.
但是神说他看人不是这样看的。
But the Lord said to him that he does not look at the outward appearance.
神不是看外貌，是看人的内心。
He does not look at outward appearance, but he looks at the heart.
我们人真的有一个习惯，就是我们常常是以貌取人。
As humans, we have this weakness, that is, we judge things by outer appearance.
所以无论我们面谈的时候，我们都知道说，这个第一个印象真的很重要。我们的穿着，我们的谈吐，给人的第一个印象真的很重要，因为人看外表。
That is also why first impressions are so important, especially in a job interview situation.
所以我们找对象啊，我们大部分的人呢，也都不是从外貌开始来看的。
And as people look for their spouse, they also start from the outward appearance.
那时候我们不但以貌取人呢，我们也是以貌会人，就是说，因为他的外貌背景来拒绝这个人。
So we often judge people by their outward appearance, and we treat them according to our judgment of them. We also use this judgment to look down on other.
但主耶稣他是天上来的神。
But the Lord Jesus is God from heaven.
他是生长在拿撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
结果拿单就说拿撒勒怎么可能出好的呢
？That is also why Nathaniel said, "How can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
约翰福音七章啊，在我讲说，这个人家看到主耶稣的那种谈吐啊，就说，哎，这个人没有受教，他怎么可以说呢？
In John, it records there are some people who heard Jesus and they wonder to themselves, how come an uneducated person is able to teach others?
我们来看第七章，约翰福音第七章的第十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 7, verses 14 and 15.
七章十四节。
John chapter 7, verses 14 and 15.
七章十四节。
14.
到了节期，耶稣上殿去教训人，犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎能明白书呢？犹太人呢，就一直这个用耶稣的背景来判断主耶稣基督啊。
The Jews judged the Lord Jesus according to his background.
这个人没有学过，他怎么能够明白圣经呢？
So they were amazed at how come this person who is uneducated is able to understand the Bible?
圣经上特别记载主耶稣没有加行美容啊。
The Bible also records that he has not, he does not have, the Lord Jesus does not have outer appearance for others to desire.
他没有什么可以让人家来羡慕的。
He has nothing in terms of his appearance for other people to be envious of.
所以人就用他的外貌来拒绝主耶稣基督。
And so many people judge him according to his outer appearance and denied him.
因为人重视外貌，所以人就开始重视装扮。
Because men care about outer appearance and they pay attention to outward decorations.
所以我们看到这个列王记下第九章啊，耶洗别在要死之前啊，他知道他的死期快要到了。
In 2 Kings chapter 9, before Jezebel died.
实际上讲到特别啊，化妆一番啊，拿这个眼笔啊，涂他的眼睛啊，画眼线啊。
She then put on makeup.
结果他的眼睛还是被蛇被这个狗吃进去了。
At the end, she was devoured by dogs.
那些化妆品大概都是被狗吃到肚子里面去了。
And whatever she put on herself to adorn herself was also eaten by dogs.
临死前要死了，都要死得好看一点。
So for people who are about to die, they also want to die while they're beautiful.
所以我们就知道现在的人也是很重视这个化妆。
And so people nowadays care a lot about makeup.
要在中国啊，人家预计啊，2010年啊，化妆品的产业要高达800亿人民币。
So there has been an estimate that by the year 2010, the spending on cosmetics has exceeded.
800亿人民币，我不知道多少钱呢、啊，很多了，好多钱。
Many millions of dollars.
他说他是发展最猛、增长最快、这个冲力最强的产品呢。
It's one of the industries that has is growing really really fast in China.
所以他们说他们现在很这个畅销的就是防老的化妆品啊，美容的化妆品啊。
One of the most popular items are those anti-aging creams.
美容的化妆品、啊、
and also things to make the skin more beautiful.
或者是什么绿色的化妆品、啊、就是天然的化妆品、啊、
and also makeup with natural ingredients.
我读那篇文章让我很讶异，说还有儿童化妆品、啊、
Among those items, there were makeup for children.
And
so I was amazed by how Chinese people are beginning to make up their children
as well.
Many people care about their outer appearance and they care about how, what kind of image they present to others.
有一个弟兄啊, 他的儿子是一个, 这个美容的医师,
there is a brother, his son is a cosmetic surgeon.
问他说, 那你儿子帮人家什么,
and so I asked him one time, so what kind of surgery does your son perform for our people?
他说我儿子好像比较专门给人家除油呢。 除油就是人家那个油太多了，他花用镭射到里面去把油拿掉的那种啊。
And he said that my son is specialized in something similar to liposuction to get rid of fat in the body.
他说这种除油的手术，你进去胖胖的出来一定瘦了，对不对？
And he says that if you go for the procedure, it is guaranteed that you would come out very thin.
然后呢，这个比较没有。 顾客不满意的情形啊，所以比较不会被人家这个告。
And it is less likely that people will be unsatisfied with their procedure, therefore the risk of being sued is also lower.
那我问他说，你儿子生意好不好啊？
So I asked him, how is the business?
这是一两年前的事情，他说，他儿子生意好得不得了，连好莱坞的人都去找他。
This was about 2 years ago, and so many people from Hollywood were his customers.
所以我们就看到这个世代，大家都很重视这个外貌。
So in this day and age, many people care about their appearance.
人家都用我们的外貌来判断我们。
Because many people judge us according to our appearance.
我们开什么样的车。
People judge us according to the cars we drive.
我们穿什么样的衣服。
According to what clothes we wear.
我们穿什么品牌的球鞋。
According to the brand of shoes we wear.
我们住在什么地方。
According to where we live.
今天我们要知道, 其实世界上有些人他们有不同的观念。
But in this world, there are also other people who have a different way of thinking.
你看像艾美西人啊, 他们就过着一种不一样的一种生活。
For example, the Amish, they live according to a different lifestyle.
他们不追求人间的文明跟娱乐。
They do not pursue after technology and enjoyment.
他们过着田园朴实的生活。
They live a very simple life.
今天我们做基督徒，虽然我们不一定要像艾美西人那样子，但是我们要心意更新而变化。
Even though as Christians today, we do not need to live as the Amish do, but we need to have the renewing of our heart.
所以我们不要以貌取人跟以貌来会人。
So we should not treat others according to some of our own prejudices.
我们看第二个 slide。
Let's turn to the next slide.
就是这个。 我们来看一下雅各书的第二章第一节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1.
雅各书的第二章第一节。
James chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
James chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节。 我的弟兄们, 你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督, 便不可以按外貌待人。 雅各说呢, 我们既然这个信奉荣耀的主啊, 我们就不要按外貌待人了。
It says that if we believe in Christ, we should not treat others according to appearance.
因为我们的主其实他没有外貌，也是被人家拒绝的啊。
Because our Lord Jesus, he also does not have good outer appearance, and he has been denied by others.
那雅各就举了一个例子，说有的是很富有的，来到你们当中，你们就让他们坐很好的位置啊。
So James gave an example. For example, there were some rich person that came in to the congregation, and they made him sit in a high place.
有的很穷啊，穿着肮肮脏脏来到我们当中，我们就说，哎呀，你随便坐一坐了。
And there are others who came in wearing very poor clothing, and they told him to stand over there.
那第四节特别提到说，这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
And James said that they were discriminating people. And we're judging them with evil thoughts.
那他又讲了一句让我们非常讶异的话。
And later he said something even more amazing.
我们来看第九节。
In verse 9.
雅各书的第二章第九节。
James chapter 2 verse 9.
第二章第九节。
James chapter 2, chapter 2 verse 9.
但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪。 被律法定为犯法的，哇，这个雅各讲得很 很让人惊讶，就是说，我们如果以外貌待人，这也是罪呢。
He says that here, if we show favoritism, it is sin.
这个到底怎么说呢？
How can we explain this?
那个第八节等到说，神有一条诫命啊，就是爱人如己啊，二章的八节。
In verse 8, it says that there's a commandment of God. It says, love your neighbor as yourself.
我们知道诫命有两个部分，第一个就是要尽心尽意尽心尽力爱主你的神。
We know that the first part of the commandments is about loving God with all our heart and with all our might.
那第二个就是第二条诫命就其次就是要爱人如己啊。
And the second theme of the commandment is for us to love our neighbors as ourselves.
哪有一个人愿意到人家的会中被人家瞧不起被人家轻视呢？
Who among you would like to go into a congregation and be looked down upon?
那如果我们自己不喜欢被人家轻视看不起不尊重，那为什么当一个人进来我们就按他的外表来让他坐在我们的脚凳前面不尊重他呢？
So if you do not want to be looked down upon, how can you look down upon someone who came into the congregation and tell him to sit at the side?
那用个角度看呢，雅各就说这个其实就是犯了诫命啊。
So from this standpoint, it is the same as breaking the commandment.
那我在想，我们很多人都不知不觉啊，犯了这个诫命。
And I believe many of us, because of carelessness, we have committed this sin.
有一个从台湾回到美国来的一个姐妹，她这样分享。
One time, a sister who returned from Taiwan to the United States.
她说在台湾常常会找到这个菲律宾的佣人印尼的佣人就是我们信徒一些经济好的呢，会请他们来做看护。
Many of our members who are more well-off in Taiwan often had Indonesian or Philippine maids.
那这些人来到教会因为他们本做的是看护的工作那常常觉得教会的弟兄姐妹对他们就不够重视常常被忽略他们这些人。
And Filipino maids. And some of them came to church, and because they are maids in some of our members' households, they felt that they were being treated not as well at church.
这个其实就是我们用恶意来待人，用外貌来判断人。
So this is the same as treating others according to their outer appearance.
其实用外貌看人是会出差错的，不是很不一定会准的。
We all know that if we judge people by their outer appearance, we can make wrong judgments.
就好像撒母耳，他看到这个高大一定可以做王，神说不对的，不是我的心意。
Just as Samuel misjudged the person that God was going to choose.
就好像耶稣被人家拒绝，这是人的一种愚蠢，这也是神的大智慧。
And the same happened to people who denied Christ because there's wisdom of God.
所以哥林多前书在讲这个十字架的道理在别人看是愚拙的，在我们来看是神的一个大能力。
In 1 Corinthians, it also said that the gospel is foolishness to men, but it is the power of God.
但是呢，其实我们不小心都会这样做。
But sometimes we also make the same mistake.
在网络上有一则故事，有人说是真的，有人说是假的，但是我觉得很有意思。
There has been a story that's been passed around on the internet, and I find it very interesting.
说这个斯坦福夫妇在他们唯一的儿子死掉之后呢，想要让他儿子能够被纪念。
The story goes that the Mr. and Mrs. Stanford, when their son died, they wanted to set up a memorial for their son.
所以他们就去哈佛大学想说，可不可以就是帮助他们的学校，然后盖一栋建筑物然后用他儿子的名字取那栋建筑物的名字。
So they wanted to make a donation to Harvard University and to build something in the name of their son.
结果这位夫妇听说是穿的好像乡下人一样，所以接待人根本就不理他们了。
But when they went, they did not dress up, and so the officials of the university did not treat them very well.
后来在面谈的时候，他们说我们真的想要花钱盖一个建筑物来纪念我们的孩子那个人就说这么多的钱。大概很难吧。
And so when they were being received, they mentioned that we would like to make a certain amount of donation, and the person interviewing them was very amazed. They thought it would be difficult for them to come up with the money.
后来他太太说，才这么多的钱哦，哦，建一栋电路才这么多的钱哦，来，我们干脆建一栋学校好了啦。
But when they found out that it doesn't cost that much to build a building there, they discovered that they actually could afford to build a university.
后来他们就回到西部建立斯坦福大学。
And so that is why they went back to the West Coast to build Stanford University.
当然有人说这个故事不是真的了，但是、就是让我们知道说真的，我们凭着外貌取人哦。有的人真的，他穿着很简单，你不晓得他其实不是你想象那个样子。
Of course, we do not know whether this story is true or not, but the story says that we should not judge someone by their outer appearance.
有一次，小弟跟一个智利的同龄在玻利维亚的机场。
One time, I was traveling with a brother from Chile in an airport in Bolivia.
那我们的同龄就跟那个这个机场人用西文讲说，哦，我们希望能够坐在走道啦，坐前面一点啦，哈。
So as we were about to, as we were boarding the plane, my coworker made a request of them and asked to be seated at the aisle.
我看那个服务的人哦，都是爱理不理的这样子，用西文讲，我也不知道他们讲什么，就是看态度爱理不理的。而我们的同龄就越讲越大声这样子。
And they were conversing in Spanish, so I couldn't understand what they were saying. But the more they spoke to each other, the louder they got, became.
最后我就用英文跟他讲说。我们真的很希望这个我们的期待是什么
？And so then I spoke to them in English and said that what we really wanted to do.
那又把美国护照拿出来。
And then I took out my American passport.
哎，我觉得不一样嘞。
And I discovered we were treated differently.
哎，这位先生变得很客气嘞。
And this agent became very kind.
啊，有，我们还有那个exit row 哈，我那个特别宽的。哎，你们两个可以坐exit row了。
And then he said, then he offered us exit row and said that, is that okay with you?
我知道，我们知道这是不对的，但是我们不小心都会这样做，以貌待人，这是不对的。经常讲这是罪，但是我们不小心我们就会这样做呢。
Even though we know that it's wrong to treat people differently, but and also the Bible says it's sin, but it's difficult sometimes for us to be always fair.
那但事实上特别讲哦，尤其我们在做审判的时候呢，绝对不可以以貌待人。
The Bible especially emphasizes that when we serve as a judge, we should not be partial.
我们看《生命记》的一章十七节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记一章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 17.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
生命记一章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 17.
审判的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼不可昏贵贱，不可惧怕人，因为审判是属乎神。若有难断的案件，可以呈到我这里，我就判断。这是说摩西在立十副长、五十副长、千副长、百副长啊。
This is the time when Moses was setting up the governing structure of Israel.
那特别跟他们讲说，你们这个听判断的时候呢，绝对不可以昏贵贱。
He emphasized to the leaders of the tribes that while they judge the people, they should not show any partiality.
不可以重富轻贫啊，也不可以重贫轻富啊，都不可以看人的外貌就对。
They could not be partial towards the poor nor the rich.
那因为判断是属乎神，所以你不要怕人。
Because judgment belongs to God, therefore they should not be afraid of the strong.
哦，你要看，不要看人情啊，要看理法哦。
They should also uphold the law instead of working with relationships.
那有时候如果社会上缺少这样，我们常看，有的人呢，这不敢打老虎，只敢拍苍蝇了哦，就是对那个有钱有势的都不敢动啊，只敢打那些没有钱没有势的啦。
Truly, we see this happening in society today. There are people who are afraid of authority, yet they are not slow in taking advantage of someone weaker than they are.
因为如果一个人审判哦，这个看外貌，这个常常跟收贿赂的心态有关系。
We can see that people who treat people differently, in such a way, are often the people who take bribes.
我们来看《生命记》的十六章十九节，这种贿赂不一定是金钱上，就是各种不同形式的贿赂了。
In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse
我们看《生命记》十六章十九节。
19。
16章19节。
16 verse 19.
不可屈枉正直，不可看人的外貌，也不可受贿赂，因为贿赂能叫智慧人的眼变瞎了，又能颠倒义人的话。啊，这边提到说呢，我们呢不可以看人的外貌啊，不可以收贿赂。
It says here, do not pervert justice or show partiality. Do not accept a bribe.
这个人看外貌的时候呢，常常看你是什么样的人，然后呢，要决定要不要收你的贿赂。
When a person decides whether to accept a bribe, they often judge, the person offering the bribe to see what they want or what kind of person they are.
实际上讲说这个哈，会叫智慧的人变瞎眼呐、啊。也会颠倒义人的话，就是说，你如果这样做的话，绝对很难有公平的判断的。
The Bible says that it will blind the eyes of the wise because once you accepted a bribe, it is difficult to make clear judgment.
这个看起来这个道理很简单，但在社会上做起来真的是不容易。
Even though these are simple words, it is very difficult for people in society to do this.
我听说在某国家，你去看医院的时候，你都要可以给医生塞红包啊。
I've heard that in certain countries, when you go to the hospital, you also need to bribe your doctors.
那个，你说那个病人呢、啊，会跟家人讲说啊，那个医生你有没有塞红包啊？或没有塞的话，留个剪刀在我这个，留个剪刀在我肚子里面把伤口缝起来怎么办呢
？Because some people would offer bribes to their doctors, hoping or anticipating that if they don't, the doctors might leave dangerous instruments in them.During the surgery.
那这个已经形成那个国家的文化。
Bribery has become part of the culture of that nation.
那有的国家真的这个也是很正常呢。
And in certain countries, bribery is very commonplace.
小弟有知道南美的一个国家。
There was one time I went to South America.
一个弟兄来接机啊，他迟到很久，我以为糟糕了，他把我忘掉了。我正在想怎么样想办法联络上他呢。
I was waiting for my ride at the airport, and I waited for a long time. The brother never came.
啊，结果他出现了，跟我讲说啊，对不起，刚刚被警察拦下来了。
Sometime later he showed up. He said, "I'm sorry, I was detained by the police."
好像我们这个地方哦，警察常常拦我们这种外国人呢、啊。
He said, "In a place like this place, the police often detain us, the foreigners."
那我们外国人也是给他们这种。机会啊，因为每次我们被人家拦下来，西文不会讲，就先塞钱嘛。
Because and then he said he admitted that we often promote this culture because whenever we're detained, because we cannot speak Spanish, we often just give the money.
那这个养成对方贿赂的习惯。
And slowly, it cultivated a culture of bribery.
所以看到现在看到我们这个民族啊啊，很多人啊、就是看到钱呢、啊。
So whenever the police saw the these foreigners of from this nation, they thought of money.
啊，有一个我们东方人呢、啊，在美国啊，被人家开罚单，他也学南美这一套、啊，先把钱塞出去啊。
There was an Asian person in this country who tried the same method.
结果警察不只是给他一个罚单，还给他开一条罪，贿赂警察。
The police not only gave him a ticket, he also gave him a ticket for bribery.
啊，所以真的，我们不要。收贿赂、啊、不要看人的外貌，不要收受贿赂。
And so truly, we should not accept a bribe. We also should not treat others according to their outer appearance.
我们弟兄姐妹很少说需要做这种 judge 的事情，就是说在法庭上啊做这种判断。
Very few of our brothers and sisters need to serve as a judge in the courthouse.
但是我们在生活当中常常做很多是非的判断。
But in our daily life, we often make many decisions.
我们来看约翰福音七章二十节。
Let's turn to John chapter 7, verse 24.
我们在做是非的判断哦，也不要按外貌来定是非哈。
So as we determine what is right and what's wrong, we also should not judge according to outer appearance.
我们看七章的二十节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
七章二十节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
不可按外貌定是非。总要按公平断定是非，这是主耶稣对这个以色列人犹太人讲的一句话。
This is an advice or words Jesus spoke to the Jews.
因为主耶稣在安息日医治人呢、啊。
Because the Lord Jesus healed people on the Sabbath.
那主耶稣说：“哎，那你们也在安息日跟人家行割礼啊？那为什么你们可以劳动，我就不能劳动呢？”
And he said, didn't you perform circumcision on Sabbath? How is it that you can do that and you can, I cannot do that?
所以你不能看我这样做就定我的是非，按我的外貌判断啊，你要按照公平啊，如果这样做不对的话，那个行割礼的在礼拜安息日做行割礼的也是不对啊。
You are judging me according to my appearance, you're judging me according to my appearance. If you are able to perform circumcision, then I can perform the healing. Therefore, you're judging me by my appearance.
所以今天我们真的不要看着外表哦，来决定你心中一个到底要怎么做。
Today, it is the same. We should not judge a certain matter according to the appearance of the person involved.
有一个自己啊 ，disassociate 哈，就是。自己啊disassociate 怎么讲呢？就是离开教会的啊，以前的工人呢、啊，他很想继续出来工作。
There is a worker, a former worker in the church who had disassociated himself from the church, and now he wants to go out to work again.
其实教会已经决定要除名，给他除名，因为发现到有他犯致死罪的证据。
In reality, the church has already found evidence to excommunicate him because of committing mortal sin.
但是在教会做这个决定之前呢，他写一封信说自己就跟教会无关，自己除自己的意思。
But prior to the church making this, making this judgment officially, this former worker already presented a letter to disassociate himself and to disassociate himself from the church.
那封信小弟有亲眼看到。
And I have personally witnessed that letter.
因为他最近觉得悔改啊，想要回来做圣工啊。
More recently, he has repented and wants to return to do holy work.
主耶稣没有把他的恩赐拿走了。
The Lord Jesus has not taken away his gift.
讲道理很有力啊。
He is still very powerful in preaching.
我们常常看这个外貌来断定一个这个人是是还是非。
We often use outer appearance to judge a person of his worth, whether his intention is right or not.
那有一个慕道朋友啊，就觉得哇，这个人这么会讲，他就特别啊跑去跟一些年轻人呢、啊，跑去听这位以前的工人呢 讲道理啊。
There's a true seeker who
刚信主不久，对不起，刚信主不久的信徒了。
There's a new believer who heard of this former worker, and then he or she invited some of the young people to listen to him as well.
那这个谁能够阻挡呢
？Who can stop this from happening?
后来这个新信主的姐妹她自己这样讲啊。
Later, this newly baptized sister said.
在灵里面我感觉到他开始讲的已经不是从天国来的声音，是从地狱里发出来的声音了。
In my spirit, I could feel that the message that he was preaching was not from heaven, but it was from hell.
后来他自己就吓到，因为那个灵里面的感动吓到他第二，再来就不敢再去听那个人讲福音。
And because of this movement, she was alarmed. And after that, she did not go back to listen.
我们稍微常常想说，哎呀，如果一个人按手会让人家得圣灵，那这个应该是神才会接受他吧。
We often wonder in our hearts if this person is able to lay hand and the person receive Holy Spirit, this person must have been accepted by God.
那我们再问一个问题：那不按手的人，那个人人家就不会得圣灵吗
？But we can ask the same question back. If someone does not lay hand on a person, can that person receive the Holy Spirit?
那是不是一定要得圣灵才证明神的同工呢？
Do you need to prove God's abidance by having the power of laying hands?
所以我们有时候常常看那种外貌，我们做一个断定，忘了其实这个人，一个人如果脱离了教会。他到底有没有资格再来为人按手？这个最基本的，我们都没有想到啊。
So we can judge things by the outcome or the result of the matter, but we are blindsided by the fact that this person has already disassociated from the church.
我们来看这个有时候我们真的不晓得怎么判断一件事情啊。
A lot of the times we do not know what is right and what is wrong. 但
是我们知道。按外表啊，断定是非；按外貌断定是非，是很危险的。
But we do know one thing, it is dangerous to judge things by the outer appearance.
所以有时候小弟自己也觉得自己没有智慧啊来判断事情。
Sometimes I feel that I do not have the wisdom to judge matters.
但是有两件事情啊两个经文我现在体会很深啊。
But I know that there are two Bible passages that are very true, and I have personal experience.
我们看亚一书的二章第十九节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 29.
亚一书的二章十九节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 29.
二章十九节。
I'm sorry, 1 John chapter 2, verse 29.
十九节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 19.
他们从我们中间出去，却不属我们的；若是属我们的，就必能与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。这么提到有一些工人，他们是从我们中间出去的。
It says that there are certain workers who went out from us.
啊，他们已经不属我们的啦。
They no longer belong to us.
谈他有没有神的同在，已经没有意义了啦。
It is It is useless to talk about whether God is with a person or not.
因为属我们的就不会离我们而去了。
Because if they belong to us, they would not leave us.
我们来看马太福音七章二十二节。
John chapter 7.
马太福音七章二十二节。
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
七章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
七章二十二节。
Chapter 7 verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗23节
23
我就明明告诉他们说我从来不认识你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧我们虽然可以行很多的神迹奇事
Even though we may be able to perform many miracles and wonders
但是主耶稣不一定会认识我们
But God will not for sure recognize us.
一个离弃教会的人。
If someone forsakes the church,
主耶稣会怎么看他呢？这是大家可以思考的一个问题。
How would the Lord Jesus judge him? So this is a question we can all think about.
不要按外貌定是非。
So we should not use outer appearance to judge a matter.
其实神是看每一个人内心的。
It is truly the Lord Jesus looks at.At the heart.
虽然人是看外貌，神是看内心的。
Even though people look at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart.
我们来看希伯来书四章的十三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13.
希伯来书四章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13.
四章十三节。
4:13.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前。都是赤露敞开的，我们人在神面前没有一个人是可以隐藏的。
There is not one of us who can hide anything from God.
我们在神面前都是赤露敞开的啦。
In front of God, everything is open.
所以我们外表可以做得很漂亮。
Even though we can try and make our outward appearance as beautiful as it can.
但是神通通知道。
But God knows everything.
所以圣经上讲啊，诗篇讲，我如果升到天上，你在那里了。
Therefore, Psalm says that if I go to heaven, you're there.
我若到阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I go into the abyss, you're there also.
他说黑夜不能遮蔽不能遮蔽神呢。
Darkness cannot hide God.
光明跟黑夜在神看起来是一样的。
And light and darkness are the same to God.
所以我们真的要知道，我们在神眼前是没有办法隐藏的。
We need to recognize that in front of God, we cannot hide anything.
那天嘴巴讲得非常的漂亮啊。
Even though we can say many beautiful words.
那以色列犹太人为了抓耶稣的把柄去试探耶稣。
And the Jews tried to tempt the Lord Jesus using words.
结果他们讲说，哎呀，这个先生啊，我知道你是诚实在传福音的了，也不凭着外貌待人呐。
They said, Mr. You are truly preaching.The truth, and you also do not treat people according to their appearance.
最后就问个问题了，你看这个哈，这个纳税给该撒可不可以啊
？And so they ask him with a trick question. So, can we pay taxes to Caesar?
他们嘴巴讲得很漂亮，其实内心呢就是要抓把柄来陷害耶稣基督啊。
Even though they said such beautiful words as if praising him, they were trying to find a way to condemn him.
我们中国话这个说这个就是口蜜腹剑，嘴巴像蜜一样，里面藏一把刀。
There's a Chinese saying in that some people speak words that seem very sweet, but is actually carrying the power of a knife.
人只能够听到人讲的话，但是神看到人的内心里面去。
So as men, we can only hear what people say, but God himself can hear the thoughts of men.
其实神也不只是听我们的祷告而已，神看你祷告的心到底是什么。
And so when we pray, the Lord, God does not only listen to the words we say, but he also looks at our heart and our thoughts.
所以耶稣基督讲说呢，这些百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，他们的心却远离我啊。
That's why the Lord said that your people use their mouths to praise me, but they are far away from me.
我们今天到教会，人只是看到我们有没有出席，今天我们没有缺席而已。
In the church today, all we can tell is whether someone has presented themselves to the church or not.
但神是看到我们来教会里面的心，到底有没有一颗敬虔崇拜的心。
But nobody can tell whether we come here with a sincere and devout heart.
我们大家都在听道理。
Everyone here sit here to worship.
但是只有神看到我们的心，我们是不是有一种庄敬的心在听道理？
But only the Lord Jesus knows which one of us have a heart of fear, to listen to him.
所以先知对以色列百姓讲说：“你们呐、啊，有时候真的是口显爱情啊，心切追随财力啦、啊，嘴巴讲得很好听，但心里面你们其实是没有在神这一边的。”
So the prophets once said of Israel, saying that they have sweet words, yet in their heart all they pursue was money.
所以我们要知道，其实是神在衡量人的心呢。
So we need to understand that it is God who judges the heart.
我们来看一下箴言十六章第二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言十六章第二节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2.
十二章第六节。
16, verse 2.
人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有主衡量人的心。主是衡量人的心的。
It says that all a man's ways seem innocent to him, but motives are weighed by God.
所以我们真的要反省我们的内心深处。
So we need to reflect upon our inner thoughts.
现在的人都很重视外表，因为人看外貌了。
People of today care about outward appearance because that's what everyone sees.
我每天要洗脸，要刷牙。
Every day we need to wash our face.
我们要梳头。
We need to brush our teeth.
我每天要洗澡。
We need to take a shower and we need to brush our
hair. 那其实啊，我们这个其实圣经上跟我们讲，洗手洗心是比洗手更重要的。
But the Bible tells us it is more important to for us to wash our heart than our hands.
我们来看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew 15.
第二节
，verse 2，
十五章第二节
，15:2，
从第一节开始读起。
Matthew chapter 15:1-2。
那是法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，请你读第二节。
At that time, some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders?" They don't wash their hands before they eat.
请读三十七节到四十节。
And verses 37-40. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the.
Sorry, 对不起啊，我说错了。十六节到等一下，十六节到十九节。
Sorry, verses 16-19. Are you still so dull? Jesus asked them. Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and out of the body?That the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. 20. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make them unclean.
所以这边我们看到主耶稣在谈到不没有洗手跟没有这个清洁心哪一个重要。
This is when Jesus compared the fault of not washing hands or not washing one's heart.
耶稣讲说，你们法利赛人哦，只懂洗着这个杯盘的外面，都不守杯，不洗杯盘的里面的。
Jesus said that the Pharisees were good at washing the outside of the cup, but they were very bad at washing the inside.
不是说外面不要洗，你里面更要洗啊。
It is not to say that it is not important to wash the outside, but it is even more important to wash the inside.
不是洗手不重要，是洗心更重要了。
It's not that it's not unimportant to wash the hands, but it is even more important to wash the heart.
因为进去的不能污秽人啊，这个出来的进去的不会污秽人，出来才污秽人呢、啊。就是说， 所以我们要注重啊，是心里面的东西啊，不是啊外表的东西啊。
Because what makes someone unclean is not the food that they eat, it is the words that proceed out of the thoughts in their heart.
啊，所以啊，我们如果每天都要洗脸刷牙，我们更要来化妆自己哈，我们更要注重内心的化妆啊。
If we already brush our teeth and wash our face and put on makeup every day, it is even more important for us to make up our heart.
因为我们洗脸是给人看的，洗心是给神看的。
We wash our face so that we can present a better self to others, but we need to wash our heart to present a better self to God. 这个是天天要去做的。And this is a work that we need to do every day.
所以每天我们站在镜子面前的时候，
So as we stand in front of the mirror every day,
我们希望大家能够照到自己的心呢。
I hope everyone can see our own hearts.
好，能够每天都长进。
So that we can improve every day.
最近我听了个故事，我很感动。
There's a story that I heard recently that has touched me.
我说哇，这个弟兄真的很有主耶稣的心呢，哈。
And I thought this brother truly has the heart of Christ.
无形当中这个弟兄啊，在谈到这件事情呢。
And so one time I was speaking with this brother.
因为大家在聊天呢，一个弟兄就说，有一个弟兄就说啊，我们生活当中都有主耶稣保护了。哇，这个有时我们在开车的时候，一个孩子冲过来哈，哇，主耶稣这个提醒我啊，让他能够及时踩刹车啊，就差一点点把他撞到了，这样子。
He was sharing with me that the Lord Himself truly protects us every day because there's one time when he was driving, a child ran into the road and. Thank God and thank the Lord Jesus that He was able to stop the car in time and He did not.
旁边一看说：“哎呀，怎么那么糟糕？原来马路的对面有两个男人，两个大人，一个糟男孩子，你过来，你过来，你过来啊！”哎呀，说这个大人怎么这么，哎呀，这么做这种事情哦，让那个孩子冲过去，害他差一点撞到这个孩子。
And he was sharing that what happened was that there was two adults on the other side of the road.Asking the child to come over, and he said that what an awful thing for them to do, so that he had to suffer this kind of scare.
当这个弟兄讲完之后，另外一个弟兄说：“我真的把一个女生撞倒了。”
And then, as he was saying this, another brother shared, "There's one time I actually hit a girl."
然后他在一个 community road, 两边都是车哈，然后 stop sign, 然后看到没人，他就停了，就往前走啊。
He was actually driving in a community. And he was stopped at a stop sign, and there were two cars parked on both sides of him. He thought there was no one there.
想不到女生一个女生就冲出来了。
And at that time,
小女生冲出来。
Starting to, he was starting. A small girl came in front of him.
他说一定没办法刹住了，就是还是硬踩啊，其他绝对没办法，一定会撞到的了。
And so he pressed down on the brake very hard, and he knew for sure that he would hit her.
后来那个女生真的被他撞倒了。
And the little girl was actually hit by him, and she fell down.
感谢神啊，然后被撞倒了。但是等他去看一下，那个女生爬起来就跑掉了。
And then he got out of his car to check on her. Thank God, she actually got up and ran away.
那一般人大概就是我这样就走掉了嘛，对不对
？Most people would have stopped there and said, "Oh, let me just leave very quickly."
但是这个弟兄想说，这个要负责任的，我不可以这样走掉啊。
And so this brother had conscience telling him, I need to find out to make sure she's okay.
他说在每家去敲门，因为这个女生不知道躲到哪个 apartment 里面去了，家家去敲门把她找出来啊。
And so he did not know where this girl went, and so he went around the neighborhood knocking on every door to try and find out where she was.
终于找到她那个家庭了，结果他哥哥就说，哦，你撞到我妹妹，我要报警察。
So he finally found them, and the young girl's brother said, you hit my sister, I need to call the police.
警察真的来做记录啊。
And the police really came and made a record of it.
感谢主了，后来真的是知道我们的弟兄真的有 stop， 而且那个女孩子也实在是没有什么事。
Thank God, the police found out that our brother really stopped at the stop sign, and also nothing happened to the little girl.
我常想哦，这样的见证实在是很感动人哦，就是人家就是他真的有那种耶稣基督的那种心呐，哈。
And so his testimony really touched me because he had a heart of Jesus.
我们生活在日常生活当中啊，常常要做很多的判断。
In our daily life, we need to make many judgments.
我们真的要知道神是看内心的。
We need to know that the Lord looks at the heart.
所以我们要越活越像主耶稣。
So the longer we live, the more we should be like Jesus.
用耶稣的心当我们的心。
We should have the heart of Jesus as our heart.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
400首。